A charter school in Washington, D.C. wants to get high school students interested in a career in the hotel or restaurant business. The Marriott Hospitality Public Charter High School is funded in part by a $1 million donation from the Marriott Foundation. In the final installment of her series, Beyond the Bake Sale, NPR's Emily Harris explores how this unique investment into public education is paying off.
The school was the dream of two trade groups, the Hotel Association and the Restaurant Association of Washington. They wrote up the proposal for the charter school, pledged $500,000, and got donations from Marriott and other hotels and restaurants. More than 20% of this school's budget comes from hospitality company contributions. In exchange, the industry gets a public high school designed to promote hospitality careers. Ed Radzinski volunteers as chairman of the board that oversees the school. His full-time job is general manager of one of Marriott's busiest hotels in the area.
We're hoping to develop a new source for our industry. We need salespeople. We need people to work that front desk. We need managers, cooks. Some of these kids, they're wonderful. They cook an egg and they like it. Let's develop that.
Radzinski says the hotel industry is courting high school students in part to counter the notion that hospitality jobs pay low wages and go nowhere. Wrong, 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 he says. The industry employs tens of thousands of people and needs workers with many different skills. The idea of this school is to show off the range of hospitality career options and give young people the background to get a job or go to college. Senior Victor Quintanilla has enjoyed his 3 years at the school.
Oh, I learned a lot. I'm not going to be like blindfolded when I go into my first job. I'm going to be like familiar, which I am already. The school is like a high school with a twist. Like vanilla Coke, it's still the same old Coke, but it has vanilla. Our school is a regular old high school, but with hospitality.
The basics are covered in hospitality class.
Everybody has their hospitality books. Turn to page 106, Shanisha, 106.
Half a dozen students opened their Welcome to Hospitality textbook. Today they're starting a chapter on different types of lodging.
The origin of the motel, Benjamin.
Oh, the origin of the motel. In the 1920s and 1930s, automobiles priced for average family helped expand a segment of the lodging market.
The book also covers subjects such as trends in what people like to drink and profiles of companies and industry leaders.
The concept is very good, but the way they teach us is not good.
Erica Campbell is a senior in her third year at Marriott. While some outside critics have questioned whether a public school should focus so much on one industry, Erica wants to learn more about hospitality than the school is teaching.
We don't do much. We don't do much in that field at all. Once a year, we have a ground hall shadow a day, which, students go to different hotels or restaurants, and it is basically shadow an employee at the hotel or restaurant. That's the only thing we do. I think it needs to be more of hospitality.
School administrators say the books provide important theory. Seniors are supposed to get internships for hands-on experience. Erica may have one next semester. But she and other students say the school also promised a teaching kitchen. The closest thing right now is the vending machines available for lunch. School CEO Lawrence Payne says a culinary lab was part of the original vision, but it turned out not to be worth building at the current school site.
There are some major changes, structural changes, architectural changes, heating, air conditioning changing, electrical change you'd have to do it. And if you know you're not going to be here long term, it doesn't make sense to kind of invest. We do have the ability to go out to the hotels and restaurants, utilize their kitchens as much as we need to or want to without a problem.
The school also planned to incorporate hospitality into other subjects, teaching about foodborne diseases, for example, in biology, or menu design in art class. But according to an annual outside review, that hasn't happened. Another concern is test scores.
In 2000-2001, they have a negative in both reading and math.
Josephine Baker chairs the D.C. Public Charter School Board. She says stagnant test scores undermine the school's own goals.
The own goals of having people who are proficient to move into the hospitality industry other than the menial labor part of it, because I don't think there's any reason to promote that. That was never what was intended by the charter or by the board's approval of that charter.
School administrators say they're working on improving scores, but it's only one measure of success, they say, and standardized tests can be biased against kids with the inner-city upbringing many of the students here have. CEO Payne says the main idea is to give students enough background in hospitality that they can climb quickly up that career ladder if they're interested.
Some may want it, some may not. In my case, I wish the school existed when I was a 13 or 14 because I worked in hotels and restaurants. All through my high school years. But no one ever talked to me about management. No one ever said you could go on and get a degree or have a career in this. No one ever said you could be a general manager for a hotel. No one that looked like me particularly ever even thought about doing that.
Like almost all the students here, Payne is African American. Payne says the real test of this school will be how many students go on to further education. School officials say from the first graduating class last June, most did, including several who are studying hospitality. Now, funders hope to make enough improvements here to duplicate this school business venture elsewhere. But first, they need to keep raising money. And to do that, the board may change the name. Even Marriott officials think the current name is too exclusive, discouraging others in the hospitality industry from supporting the school. Emily Harris, NPR News.
The first two reports of Beyond the Bake Sale are at npr.org.